So just, Grant, tell me why you're running in this election.
I'm running in this election. I suppose I'm doing more than just running in this election, because the last couple of years we've designed a new federal party to run in this election, and we're running candidates across the country, not a full slate, but in several of the Canadian provinces. And we have set this up because we think that what is going on in this country is that Canadians are actually being betrayed. They're being betrayed by what the Liberal Party is telling Canadians that they're doing to Canadians. And by that specifically, I mean that Canada will become the first post-nation state, which is like a UN-controlled, where Canadians lose their sovereignty, their freedom, their understanding of things like property and wealth and redefinitions of structures like family, etc. The Liberals are telling us that COVID has provided us with an opportunity for a reset. And we have severe foreign interference in this country, and yet we're in a federal election right now where there are 10 MPs that appear to be the agents of foreign governments because of the foreign interference. We have a Liberal government that seems to be enabling that, and all three of those things, the Conservative government has, or Conservative MPs, the Conservative Party of Canada, has failed completely to challenge. And so what the Liberals are doing by commission, the Conservative Party of Canada is doing by omission. And I really got to the place probably in 2022 because I ran for the leadership of the Conservative Party in Canada, and I saw what was actually on the inside of that party. I realized that no one was standing up and speaking to these issues for Canadians across this country, for the issue of sovereignty, educating in relation to what post-nationalism is and what it means as a deconstructive force to the Canada that we know and love as Canadians that have been born and raised here. And this is the conversation that we find ourselves in this federal election, because there are more than just the normal boring Canadian politics that are going on in our discussion rooms. We are actually dealing now with geopolitical issues. We're dealing with what post-nationalism means in terms of the degrading of the Canada that we understand. We're dealing with a rampant heaving Western separatism and sovereignty discussions starting in Alberta. And we're also dealing with the Americans who are simply saying, you guys are bad neighbors, you have a dirty backyard, and you need to fix your fence. And I remind all Canadians when I talk about this to say President Trump is not asking us, you know, to increase our milk supply or look at the bacteria in our egg yolks that we produce. He's saying that we need to stop fentanyl production and human trafficking and deal with organized crime in the country. And yet both the Liberal government and the Conservative Party are both saying that we need to respond with retaliatory tariffs. And if Canadians really interrogate that conversation, they will see that what we're actually doing is supporting organized crime by not confronting it and making Canadians suffer by having higher prices or shrinking businesses because of the impact of tariffs on Canadians. And this is where I say we really need to start having root issue discussions rather than symptom issue discussions in this country. And that's true across a whole range of things, including anti-Semitism and fentanyl. And there's a range of issues that this is the case. And so we're running candidates in Alberta, BC, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan. And we're talking about constitutional reform. We're talking about sovereignty for Albertans first as a lead-in, like a beachhead for freedom for the rest of Canada, just like the D-Day beaches were freedom for and against the tyranny of Nazism. We are starting this conversation in Alberta, and there's a very strong movement here. Canada is at a breaking point, and this federal election is a very, very, very important one. And make no mistake, Canadians, Mark Carney here is here to close the deal on what post-nationalism is. It's a major structural change of contract between the people of Canadians and what the government of Canada is doing. The Liberals are doing it by direct commission. They are acting in a way that is in alignment with what they're saying they're going to do. And the Conservative Party is failing, completely failing to confront it across a number of issues. And they're enabling it by omission to act.
I'll just ask you one more then. When you look at your riding in Pinoca-Didsbury, what's kind of some of the main things that you're hearing from constituents there?
Well, there are a lot of discussions there that are go on right across the range of issues. I mean, one of the metaphors that I use when I talk to the constituents of Pinoca-Didsbury is that we have to see that this house is on fire. And when you have a house on fire, you make sure the people you love are out. You get the fire put out, you figure out what happened, and then you make sure it doesn't happen again. And, we're talking about these issues in terms of the degrading and the deconstruction of Canada. People are talking about, they want to talk about sovereignty and Alberta independence. They're fed up transferring money through the equalization payment system to Central Canada that seems to perpetuate the chaos and the dysfunction and putting the West second. And they're talking about that. They want a pathway to have this conversation. The Conservative Party has said, Pierre Poilievre has said, that he's going to continue with equalization payments. That isn't going down very well. In relation to how Albertans are feeling, we have to remember that since 1960, Alberta has transferred nearly $1 trillion to Central Canada, and people are fed up. And, Preston Manning famously said it was probably the late 80s or maybe the early 90s, the West wants in. And what he was talking about was the West want into the franchise and they want their place at the table as equal partners with Canada. And that hasn't happened. The Reform Party was appropriated by the Conservative Party, and then those people were ignored now. And the West is now saying, we want out. And Canadians and Albertans are seeing this. We're talking about all the normal things that we need to talk about, like opening up our energy corridors, and I'm a big fan of that. We're talking about things like let's identify this climate change theory as the myth that it is. Let's recognize that farmers are not polluters, they're producers. Let's protect our guns. Let's recognize that there are two sexes and start having the real conversations that Canadians actually think about rather than the political ideology that's being pushed down our throats. And so these are the things in Pinoca-Didsbury that people are talking about. One of the biggest issues that I'm talking about and I'm hearing and seeing people respond to is the Conservative motion to pass Bill C-4 on the 1st of December 2021. That motion was brought by the Conservative Party. It was passed by unanimous consent motion, which means that the bill was fast-tracked through Parliament. And what that basically did was it inserted the government between the relationship between parents and children. And if parents want to stop their children undertaking irreversible surgery to their genitalia because they're deciding to go trans, parents will have 5 years, parents, grandparents, counselors, whatever. Anybody who gets in the way of that self-direction of a child will have a criminal sentence and spend 5 years in prison. And we have to recognize that every single Conservative MP in the country that was elected then, there's a few that have come in by by-election since December 1st, 2021, enabled that bill to happen because they didn't oppose it. And that's true of Blaine Calkins in my riding, Pinoca-Didsbury, and that bill does not resonate at all with the people of Pinoca-Didsbury. And they're waking up and seeing that the Conservative MPs in this country and in Pinoca-Didsbury are actually muzzled and aren't really allowed to talk about anything. And if you can have compromises that are made like that to the values, what else is getting passed, what else isn't being confronted, what else isn't being stood up for. And so I believe that this election could be a radical sea change in this kind of binary reality that we've had in Canada between the Liberals and the Conservatives. And I haven't checked this yet, and maybe someone can tell me, I'm going to look today, but someone told me that there's not actually a Liberal candidate that's running in Pinoca-Didsbury. And so this whole argument about splitting the vote is now completely dormant and irrelevant, because there's no vote splitting in Alberta in Pinoca-Didsbury. It's just a discussion about what are the values that are going to be advanced to redefine Canada. And Alberta is an anchor point for the sovereignty movement. And Pinoca-Didsbury is the very center point of this discussion about Alberta sovereignty. A lot of people talk about sovereignty, independence, separation. What I'm talking about is Alberta birthing a new Canada, and the rest of Canada coming along incrementally as a part of a constitutional republic. And so these are huge changes, but these changes are coming at us in Western Canada and in this nation, because we have an advancing post-national reality that's being implemented in this country while what we thought our nation was is being deconstructed. And we have an American president who's telling us, we're not going to allow what the chaos is and the threats are that you are hosting in Canada to destabilize the continent of America. You will be Americans before you allow a destabilizing threat to exist north of the 49. And so we have to realize that we are coming to radical changes in our nation because of geopolitical forces. And I am offering a solution to Canadians between the chaos of post-nationalism and the betrayal of our nation and the other binary choice, which is now becoming American. And we're saying we can reforge this country and actually reestablish it without the chaos, without the ideological undermining that we're seeing roll out of Ottawa and that Western Canada is rejecting because they're paying for it and they don't want it. And so it's a very interesting time in federal politics. It's a very interesting discussion within the political framework here in Alberta. And Pinoca-Didsbury has the people that have the resiliency, fight, determination, alignment, faith, and strength to make a difference and to actually engage the political landscape differently and empower a voice that can actually speak truth to